The pigs at the Price's place know exactly what time it is.
Oh my goodness. You guys are like, okay, so really fast. Who are you and what are we doing here today?
I'm Jamie Price.
I'm Jensen Price.
And we're feeding our pigs, taking care of them, walking them in the morning.
They seem a little hungry.
They are.
Okay, let's do this.
Feeding time on their 5-acre property in Midway is less of a sound than a full body sensory experience. These pigs are headed to the Wasatch County Fair, where months of feeding, care, and even walking all lead up to a few minutes in the show ring. Yes, walking pigs is a thing. One important detail, these aren't little piglets. They're roughly the size of a motorcycle and on a carefully managed fitness plan.
It's around 270 to 300, yeah.
Okay.
You want them to be heavy, but there's also a cap, and they can't be heavier than that. And if they start getting too heavy, it doesn't look good, because a big reason for walking them is to get them toned and looking good.
So we're going to be looking at toned pigs today. Is that what we're looking at?
Their mom, Jen, jumps in.
Our first year, I'll never forget, we knew nothing, and the judge was like, I don't know, it's getting a little bit too much under the chin. I'm like, pigs aren't supposed to have double chins. I mean, what does that say for the rest of us?
So that's the routine. Carefully measured feed, Sunday weigh-ins, and daily walks to build muscle. Some mornings begin with a wheelbarrow of manure headed for the garden. Every morning starts with pigs convinced they're starving. Jamie is 17, heading into her senior year. She's been raising pigs since third grade. Jensen is 13 and heading into eighth grade. They say it all started simply enough.
The reason our family initially got started was that we wanted something to like do to keep us busy and to teach us how to work hard and take care of something, which I think it really has been. Just a good way to raise money for college and for missions and all the things.
I do it also for the money too, but I like going to fair days because my whole family is there and a ton of my friends, and we get to just like kind of bond over walking our pigs and hanging out, waiting for our turn.
Raising pigs also means learning that livestock aren't pets. Animals get sick, they get injured, and sometimes, despite your best efforts, they don't make it. And as it turns out, pigs aren't exactly built for sunbathing either.
And they can sunburn very easily. And so it got a sunburn on its back, and it just immediately got infected. And yes, I would have to like kind of try to scrub and clean it. And then the one day I discovered there were actually like maggots eating the flesh on the back. It was horrible.
It's a lot of work for mom and dad, and certainly not for the faint of heart. So why keep doing it?
My daughter will really appreciate this, but I remember the very first year when we brought the pigs home and she got a little poop on her sleeve, my oldest girl, and she ran to the house crying. And I looked at my husband, I'm like, that's why we're doing it, so that we don't cry when we get a little poop on our sleeve or we can get out and get dirty. Like, I'm so proud of my kids because they just don't even notice the dirty things anymore or the smells. They don't complain about it. Like, you just kind of want to toughen them out to be like, it's fine, you're fine. Brush it off and keep going.
It's tough to argue with the results. 14 years after bringing home their first pigs, Jen has watched those lessons follow her adult children long after the fair ribbons were packed away.
I don't know, I've seen an incredible work. I'm really proud of our girls. I've seen a really good work ethic on their missions, in their schooling, in the military. Like, they're not scared to get dirty and get in the trenches and just work hard. So I have to believe that this plays a part in it.
Summer mornings start early here, even when sleeping in sounds a lot more appealing. But Jamie and Jensen can already see what those early mornings with the pigs are teaching them.
I want to be a nurse. And so I've actually started a job at Spring Gardens and I've gotten my CNA. And I think that raising pigs has been something that has greatly helped me and wanted me to do this because I don't get grossed out. And because I feel like I've kind of grown like a nurturing, I don't know, I want to nurture. And I just think that later on, not only is the money really going to help me out with all medical school and all those expenses, but just gonna teach me how to like take care of something and go above and beyond and really care.
I think it can help us win later because it teaches us that like if the job doesn't get done well, there's consequences and bad things can happen to the animals or to you. And I think it just helps us know that we need to always do the right thing, like if we're working or if we're taking care of other people.
Of course, every season has the same ending. The pigs eventually leave the farm.
I mean, in the beginning, did you ever get attached to them? And then just, were you sad when you sent them, knowing what their ultimate fate was?
The first couple years, they're tears. I don't know, I've cried many times. But there's also years where you're like, which one are we eating today?
So let's back up a little bit. This story actually starts with their dad, Jason.
I live in Midway, Utah right now. I grew up here across the street from where I currently live. So I'm a resident of almost 48 years now. And I love this place.
Jason was raised on a dairy farm where milking happened twice a day, every day, including Christmas. By the time he was growing up, the valley was already changing. Hundreds of dairy farms had dwindled to just a handful. But agriculture was still the rhythm of daily life. His own 4-H and FFA days were spent juggling dairy cattle and dairy products, eventually taking him all the way to the World Dairy Expo in Wisconsin, which naturally made me think of one very specific cultural reference.
So when you talk about these dairy competitions, I have to admit that Napoleon Dynamite scene where he's tasting the milk and the different, I mean, where did that come from?
That's real. That is not a made up part. That is not, it's funny and it's comical, but that's a real part of dairy product.
If you're not familiar, there's a scene in the movie where Napoleon enters a milk tasting competition, a lineup of mystery milks. And at least one cow that wandered into an onion patch.
Do you think you would have done as well as Napoleon did in the competition?
Well, I don't know. He's pretty stiff competition, especially with those moon boots and the dance moves. I didn't have that in the days.
For Jason, teaching his kids to value this way of life isn't about nostalgia. It's about passing along the same lessons he learned growing up.
It wasn't a lesson that was told. It was a lesson that was shown. And I hope my kids will also learn the value of hard work and just the opportunities that it creates for all of us.
Watching this family, it's easy to think the story is about pigs, but it feels just as much about inheritance, not land or ribbons, but habits, getting up early, finishing the job, caring for something that depends on you, learning that some things are worth doing, even when they're dirty, difficult, or heartbreaking.
Well, I'm grateful to live in a place and still have enough land and opportunity around me that they have an opportunity to still experience those roots of agriculture. And there's just not as much of a left, and there's not as much opportunity left. And so I'm grateful that my kids get to be exposed to it a little bit. They'll never have as much as I had, and I'll never have as much as my dad had. And you know, we lose a little bit every generation, but to be able to keep some of it alive, I think, is a really important part of what we do at the Wasatch County Fair.
Somewhere between feeding time and the fair, between the manure and the ribbons, between saying goodbye to one pig and starting over with another, Jason and Jen are teaching something that's becoming increasingly rare in the Wasatch Back. Not just how to raise livestock, but how to carry a way of life forward. This is Amber Borowski-Johnson for KPCW's Community Campfire.